This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you just go back to 20-year-old, 18-year-old JP, right now, you could be Pope Leo.
Yeah, there's an alternate world where maybe, just maybe, I'm on the right trajectory to become Pope Leo. I had a next-door neighbor growing up, and she was very into, who do you know in the Catholic Church world, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she used to always have, like different higher-up people at her house over for dinner, like, all the time.
That's a game right there.
She'd have cardinals, she'd have all sorts of people, and, like, when important people in the church would come in town.
Would she play chess with them?
No, she would just host them.
When
they'd come in town, they'd all meet at this house. And so I'm convinced now that she had to have had dinner. And so now I'm just thinking the entire time, like, the Pope probably had dinner in the house next door to the house that I grew up in.
So this is like, I've always felt this way. Like, if you follow somebody's career tree and career trajectory.
Yeah, she was like, following Pope Leo's trajectory.
If you just make the, like, Andy Roth not the PD in 2014, 2015,
yeah,
I don't get nights, right?
And sure.
And then, like, the butterfly effect, I'm probably a meth addict on the street these days. Like, it was radio host, the successful radio host, or I'm selling this body on Main Street, okay? Those are my two options.
You do get propositioned for your body often on Main Street.
Very often. I'm easy on the eyes. Not really. But I wonder if we could go back and we just go back and be like, hey, that Robert guy, don't do it.
Don't do it?
I'm just saying, like, if the butterfly effect, if that woman could have been the linchpin in history,
no, she
that
was
helped
Pope
Leo
she
become
was,
Pope Leo.
She was such a supporter. She's the one. So I was an altar boy in 7th and 8th grade. Part of the reason why I was an altar boy is because you got to miss the first period of class. I was like, that's great.
We are playing with fire already on the show.
Oh, we're fine. She was the one that in, like, 7th or 8th grade was like, you're going to become a priest.
Mm.
Like, she's like, you're going to become a priest. Didn't tell any of my other siblings that, but she's like, I see it with you. Like, you have... You're going to be a priest. And there
were
was
you
like
ever
a
left alone with her?
No, she was a sweet old lady.
Oh,
she was just a sweet old lady. There was nothing.
Sounds like a bit of glaze to me, friend, but what do I know?
Why are you rewriting my sweet next door neighbor? The next door neighbor my whole life.
Was she single?
She was at that point maybe like 75 or 80.
Was she single?
Yeah, she was single at that point.
And we're talking peak prime Peterlin. All right, we're talking
7th, 8th grade is peak prime me.
For some folks.
Why are you hooking up 7th grade me with my 75-year-old neighbor?
I'm just saying she sounds a little thirsty.
No.
I'm just protecting you historically.
That's what she was like, you're going to be a priest. And there was a moment in time where I'm like, geez, am I going to become a priest? It's because she told me. She's like, you're going to be a priest. I'm like, what powers does she have?
216-474-0092.
Obviously, we did not become a priest.
Would Peterlin have made a good priest?
What do you think? Knowing me, Mac, you can get involved in this as well.
I gotta throw him back first.
May the power of Christ compel you. As I do the sign. What kind of priest would I have been?
I think you would have been an alright priest.
Alright?
Yeah, you would have done a solid job.
You would have been a middle-of-the-road priest. Probably
power
never
Christ,
a cardinal, though.
Christ would have compelled
I could have done a bang-up job.
Alright, Jake. We're just gonna do it now. You open the gates. I can't close them until we've all waited in here.
Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. And then we go into basically like a modern day analogy that we're using. And boom, bang! I'm out in time for kickoff of the Browns game. You'd love me. Quick in and out, 30-35 minutes.
Can you
tighten this thing
again?
Up a little bit? Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again.
I got this on. I got this down.
Why are you singing it like a ghost?
That's how you have to do it. You can't just sing it normal. I'm not going to sing it like I'm Clapton.
As somebody that went to Catholic school for 13 years, yeah, I can agree.
Is that pretty good?
Yeah, that was pretty accurate.
Send me on Kairos with that type of singing.
He didn't qualify. He didn't qualify. He didn't qualify to be Pope.
I do that with.
I think that tells you how good of a priest Nick would have been.
Oh no! They would have. They would have met me at the grounds of the school with garlic and crosses.
He's cool guy priest.
Hey guys, let's get hip here, okay?
I don't serve you the body of Christ. We eat pizza instead.
It's a cool hang.
Jake, would Jake B have made a good priest?
I mean, after that singing, how can I say no?
Right? Right?
I give you immense credit. You've broken me 8 minutes into the show. Thank you. I wanted this. I needed this. And now if I, you give me a DeLorean and I can use it for 1 hour's time. I got to go zip in and out. One, I'm going to rescue you from that neighbor. Two, I'm going to make sure that Peter Lynn, it goes on a mission to become Pope. Because I believe you could have been Pope Leo.
See, that's the type of support I was looking for, Mac.
17.
That's it right there. Yeah, I'd obviously take Pope Leo because he would have been my guiding
that's
force
just
here.
Cool. Like,
it's a cool name.
A girl I knew in high school, her and her husband, I see the pictures of their kids on social media all the time. She named her son Leo, and I'm like, you just made that kid cool. Have you ever met a Leo that was in any way not cool? Never.
I mean, DiCaprio did wonders for that name, did he not?
I would say Da Vinci did a little of the carrying on that one as well. I don't know a lot of other Leos, but I'm just saying. And that kid is like, that kid's got the riz, as they say. Every time I see a picture, I'm like, man, that kid's cool. He's like three, but that kid's got it.
Is it weird?
He's going places.
Is it weird knowing that the Pope is a Cubs and a Bears fan?
I mean, he's been tested.
He's definitely been
tested. His faith has been tested. Like, that's a guy who believes.
Somebody tweeted out the Bears got a Pope before a 4,000-yard passer.
I think it was Annie Agar. Agar?
That
was her.
Yeah. That was funny. It was good.
216-474-0092. Thoughts on the new Pope and whether Peter Lynn would have made a good Pope. Do we feel better? There's just no segue here. I'm just going to rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
Do we feel better or worse with the Celtics being down 0-2 just as the Cavaliers are down 0-2?
Yeah, it's making me feel worse because, you know, when we entered this postseason, it was almost as if the Celtics were some sort of, I don't know, I'm not going to call them a team of destiny, but they seemed like the team that was going to run it back and potentially building a dynasty. And now there is definite flaws within Boston's setup.
So it's interesting. I don't really feel better or worse. Like, I guess I'm not that down in the dumps about the Cavs because I want to see this series play out. I hate to be the guy that's like, small sample size, but small sample size. So it's tough for me to then tap dance on the Celtics' grave, but I kind of have enjoyed watching the Celtics blow consecutive leads the way they have.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you were to ask me, what do I think is still going to happen? I looked it up online yesterday. The parlay attached to it is about plus 500. I still think the Celtics win the East. I still think the Cavs end up advancing to... Well, all right, I need to put this a better way. The Celtics win their round against the Knicks. I still think the Cavs win their round against the Pacers. And I think the status quo, we enter with what we thought was going to happen for the previous 4 or 5 months. But the fact that both teams seem susceptible to the loss, and more importantly, Boston seems like they're going to let the Knicks bully them around. Like, yeah, that should give you hope. Because if the Cavs can advance, it might be Cavs-Knicks, and you got that series for sure.
Shortly after the Celtics got trounced last night in the fourth quarter, I think it was Keith put out this Twitter poll. With the Cavs and Celtics both trailing 2-0, which Eastern Conference Finals matchup is most likely? Right now, about 1,300 votes in, 33% of saying Knicks-Pacers. What's wild is 29% of people are saying Cavs-Celtics. So this is an all-or-nothing proposition. Hmm. Either the teams that are up 2-0 are going to go ahead and keep the series, and we're going to get that matchup, according to folks, or Cavs and Celtics is just fait accompli, and it's only a matter of time.
I mean, watch these Boston games, though. Watch the first two games. First off, they're not shooting anything from the outside. I would imagine that gets turned around and their perimeter game gets better. Tatum's been an absolute no-show in the fourth quarter. He's been absolute garbage in the fourth. I don't think that's staying for the whole entire series. I bet the Celtics still end up winning this thing, their series, that is. And I haven't strayed off the Cavs at all, so I still see it Cavs-Celtics.
If this did play out, that the Cavs and Celtics both lose in the second round, This is going to feel a lot like last year, as you saw the dominoes fall and the injuries around the Eastern Conference, including the Cavs. There was an element of like the path is right there. The Celtics hadn't won a championship yet. You look at the other teams advancing deep into the playoffs. It was like it felt like the ball was up in the air and the Cavs just were not. They were just incapable of grabbing it, right? And it made me even more frustrated that we ran another year back with J.B. Bickerstaff when I think we all knew he was cooked. I knew he was cooked a year previously. This would feel more like that. Like, this would feel like, wait, so you don't have to go through the Celtics to win an NBA championship?
Right, and it would have been all in front of you, and then you would feel like the NBA Finals are basically gifted to you, and then you weren't able to take advantage. But if the Celtics and the Cavs both don't advance, is this the least reflective of what a regular season was for a Eastern Conference Finals matchup you can remember?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, like, tell us the regular season matters less and less with this outcome. Like, it's not even like the Knicker... We were firing Tom Thibodeau a month ago. Legitimately, we're like, Tibbs isn't going to make it through the end of the postseason, but he might not make it to the postseason. That's how dead and buried the Knicks were.
I mean, if the Knicks collapse here, he's still getting fired. That's what's wild about this series.
Think about that.
Knicks go from up to nothing, if the Celtics sweep the next four games,
he's getting fired. As much of a chance of winning their first NBA title in 50 years as he does being fired a month from now.
So what's wild about all this is, this is actually good. As much as frustrating as this is as a Cavs fan, if this is a moment that you could have a much clearer chance to go ahead and win a championship and then you fumble your own bag, as frustrating as this is, it's great for the NBA.
Oh, I mean, for sure.
Adam Silver is
this
like...
This is chaos.
Like, as much as the fait accompli of Cavs Celtics would be phenomenal, and I actually do think it would be intriguing in its own right, the fact that both of your top seeds are behind the eight ball here, and it actually... So it's not a two-horse race. It dispels that. I think that does...
Although it won't help the regular season moving forward, though, for a little stretch here. I think about it. The playoffs will always be great, and the playoffs are going to have awesome ratings. But again, if the regular season matters this little come postseason time, then it's just we're going to have that two-sport narrative continue on.
I don't know that it's that the regular season doesn't matter sports. In this case. I think it was but I understand what you're saying. I actually do understand what you're saying, but I wouldn't look at this as like, oh, another stone on top of the regular season doesn't matter. It's just it proves to you that maybe how you come into the playoffs, like with the Pacers, they were one of the four hottest teams in the NBA in the final 6 to 8 weeks of the season. I think it might be more of a feather in the cap for that for me.
We didn't discuss the Pacers in any sort of big Eastern Conference light the way that now they're being portrayed. And the Knicks still won't,
by the way. Cavs and the Knicks, six.
Yeah, and the Knicks were dead and buried, and now all of a sudden it's a real, real chance that those two teams are in the Eastern Conference Finals. I think it's not going to happen. I think Boston's going to get themselves righted. I think the Cavs will get healthier, and then we'll end up getting the Eastern Conference Finals we dreamed of, which, by the way, would be a great thing that now we've seen Boston struggle, because even with the injuries, you don't feel like that series is dead and gone, too.
216-474-0092. Quick hits coming up at 240. Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com, Cavs and NBA reporter at 320. Jason Lloyd at 420 of The Athletic. A lot of Cavaliers talk on the way as well. The lead at 5. Too high, too low, just right. Coming up at 6 with Jake Murren. But 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Does the Celtics being down 0-2 make the Cavs series hurt more? And the report came out. Did it change anything for you? That's coming up in 5 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan.